It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, if you've been studying with me on It's a Good Life, you know that we're getting ready to go into chapter 17 of the book of John. Well, as we go back in chapter 16, it says in verse 32, "Behold, the hour cometh," Jesus speaking, says, "Yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone." Now, Jesus knew that these people would face difficult times, and he knew one of the most difficult times they would face is when he went to the cross. These people would be afraid. They would scatter. But I believe also he's warning them of the future, not only of the future of the cross, but also the future that awaited them later on after he was resurrected and after he'd gone back to heaven. Well, the Bible teaches us that these people, some of these same people, would be in Jerusalem, and they would become somewhat comfortable, it would appear, and they would stay in Jerusalem, and of course they were preaching the Word of God. But Jesus had told these people, as he's told us in the Scriptures, go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel. Well, these people, they did not go into all the world until persecution came. Persecution came and they were scattered abroad. And they did go into all the world and preach and teach the gospel. Well, now, sometimes the Lord will allow things to come into our lives, not to harm us, but so that we can become more effective for him. Now, you may be going through a difficult time. Now, we can't blame Jesus Christ for the difficult times, but he will allow those things to come into our lives that we may grow thereby. And he was telling these people, you will suffer persecution and you will be scattered. And sometimes Jesus wants us to go other places to spread the word of God. Verse 33 of John 16 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation." Once again, Jesus said, there will be problems. "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Jesus Christ came and he overcame the world. People tried to kill him. The scribes and Pharisees wanted him dead. And he did not die until it was time for him to die. He went to the cross at just exactly the right time. Well, he overcame the world. He overcame death. The Bible tells us that, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Jesus overcame death, and in essence, he overcame the world. The world brings death. Jesus Christ brings life, and he brought life to this world. Chapter 17 of John, the first verse goes and says this, these words spake Jesus. What words? The words we've been studying up to this point through John chapter 16. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, now he's been speaking to his apostles. He's been speaking to his disciples here. And these words he was speaking to them. And he lifted his eyes up to heaven. He said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee." Jesus Christ came to glorify the Heavenly Father. And he would glorify him even further when he went to the cross. Because once again, the Bible tells us in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He came into the world to glorify God the Father. So now he's getting ready to glorify him as he goes to the cross. As we lift up Jesus Christ, we're also glorifying the Heavenly Father. We're telling other people about Jesus as why he came into this world and who sent him into this world. God the Father sent Jesus Christ into this world that he could seek and to save those who were lost. In verse 2, Jesus goes ahead and continues to talk to the Father. He says, "As thou hast given him power over all flesh." And in other words, Jesus is saying, "Now, Father, you've given me power over all flesh, given me power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him." He's speaking in the third person here. He's speaking of himself, that God has given him this power to give eternal life. And notice verse 3, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." God the Father gives life. He gives eternal life. And this life comes through our Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is, he's reminding God here of what things that he's here for. Now, God didn't need reminding, just as God does not need to know and does not need to be reminded when we go through certain things in this life. He knows about it, but he wants us to talk to him about it. And he knows the good things that come into our lives as well. But he wants to hear us. He wants us to tell him about the good things as well as the tribulation and things that are not exactly good and we view as not good in our lives. He wants to hear about these things. And Jesus is telling the Father what's taken place and what's going to take place, and that what he was about to do would bring honor and glory to the Heavenly Father. Now notice verse 3. "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Well, the Bible teaches us that if you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, you do not know the Heavenly Father. Now, that verse and those verses in the book of Matthew and so forth says, "Our Father which art in heaven, who art in heaven." Well, God is not the father of every person in this world. When I was in school, and I've mentioned this before, when I was growing up, we prayed that prayer every morning. I don't think they do that anymore in public school, government school. In fact, I know they don't. Now, there may be some teachers who'll sneak it in. I don't know. But they pray that prayer, and I prayed that prayer, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Well, he didn't become my Heavenly Father until I trusted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So every person in this world who prays that prayer, they are not, every person is not the son or the daughter of God the Father. They must come his way in order to be able to call him their father. In fact, the Bible says that if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and this is hard to take for people, it's hard for them to realize this, but the Bible says if you've not trusted Jesus, you are of your father the devil. John 8:44 says that. You are of your father the devil. Well, we don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost because the Father sent him to do that. And because he did that, he was seeking people to save them, and he went to the cross, and because of everything that Jesus did, the Father was glorified. Verse 4, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do." Everything that Jesus did was to glorify the Heavenly Father. And this is, we see this as we study about the life of Christ, that everything he did was to glorify his Father in heaven. And everything that we do as saved people, we need to bring honor and glory to Jesus. And as we do that, we're bringing honor and glory to the Heavenly Father. But you know, God wants us to talk with him, and he wants us to pray and speak to him. As I've already said, he wants to hear the good things and the bad things in our lives. He knows about them, but he wants us to tell him about it. And we need to go to God daily, moment by moment. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. And we can do that even without closing our eyes. We can talk to the Heavenly Father. We can be in an attitude of prayer constantly in our lives, seeking God's will, praising God, and doing what God wants us to do. We're bringing honor and glory to him as Jesus did. Verse 5, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Jesus, as we've studied, kept telling the people that he came from above, that he came from the Heavenly Father, that he came down from heaven. And now he's getting ready to go back to heaven. And he had this glory, the glory with the Father, before he came from heaven. Now, Jesus always has been. He's the Son of God, and he was from the beginning. And once again, he had no beginning, but we did, the world did. And the Bible teaches us that Jesus had no beginning because he's God. And he came into this world as a human being, and as God to help people know God the Father, so that they could have they could be with God the Father one day, and they too could glorify Him as they were with Him. Now, verse 5 again says, "Now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was." We can have that glory when we get to heaven to be with Jesus Christ. We can offer God our praise and honor Him in His presence when we go to be with Him in heaven. Now, verse 6, "I have manifested Thy name unto the men." Jesus Christ speaking here, He says, "I've made known Your name, Father, to men, which Thou gavest me out of the world." He gave them, the people who got saved while He was there, He gave people the opportunity to know more fully and more personally God the Father. How could they do that? They trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. He says, "I have manifested Thy name. I've given them, I've told unto the men Your name, which Thou gavest me out of the world." God the Father has given Jesus people. He gave Jesus mankind, those who would trust Him as Lord and Savior. It's all because of God the Father. It's all because God sent His Son into this world. He said, "I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world." He glorified God the Father because God the Father was in charge. He goes on to say, "Thine they were, and Thou gavest them me, and they have kept Thy word." They kept Thy word, He says, and that means that they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. They were doing what God the Father wanted them to do. These are the people who got saved while Jesus Christ was on this earth. One more verse, verse 7. "Now they have known that all things whatsoever Thou hast given me are of Thee." He kept telling people He came out from God the Father. He came down from above. He came to glorify the Heavenly Father. He had glory with the Father before He came to this earth. He was coming into this earth to let people know that He glorified the Father at all times. It made no difference where He was at or what He was doing, whether He was in heaven or on this earth, He was glorifying the Heavenly Father. I wonder today, are you glorifying God today? If you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, you can't glorify God. The Bible teaches us that everything that an unsaved person does is as wickedness in the sight of God. That hurts people's feelings, but it's true. And you need to get saved. You need to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And if you are saved, you need to be bringing honor and glory to the Lord by telling people about Jesus. When we tell people about Jesus Christ, it brings honor and glory to the Heavenly Father, and it pleases Him. He's happy when we tell other people about His only begotten Son, that He came into this world to seek and to save, that He came into this world to lay down His life on the cross of Calvary. But the good news is He picked it up again. He's now with the Heavenly Father. He is alive. And because He's alive, other people can live forevermore. And if you don't know Him, trust Him. If you do know Him, you need to trust Him to let Him lead and guide your life and tell other people about Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer. Amen.